Mic check. What is going on, y'all? It's Susilario Hernandez here, back with another reaction video podcast on Proverbs chapter 9. I'm going through the entire book of Proverbs, reacting to every chapter. I started in chapter 7, and once I get to 31, I'm going to go back to chapter 1. So I'm just going to go plow on through this. So let's hear chapter 9. I'm reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Oops, that's chapter 8.
Chapter 8.
Chapter 9, here we go.
Chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table.
Whoa, okay, so chapter 9, that wisdom was talking through most of, all the way up to chapter 9. Mostly, I think, from chapter 1 to chapter 9. I'm sorry, chapter 8. And in chapter 9, she's got a house. Like, she's a person. Personified as a person. Wisdom is not a person. It's just a part of who God is. And it's being described as a person in Proverbs. And she's got a house. She built. It says that she built her house. She hewn her seven pillars. Seven pillars could be like, she's done. She's completed it. She's done with it. The number seven is the number of completion. You can look that up. It's important significance. She has slaughtered her beasts. And she has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. Proverbs is ready. She's starting to these are the makings of a banquet. She's got the house ready. She's got her table ready. She slaughtered the beasts. She's mixing her wine. She's getting it ready for something.
She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town.
Wait. Okay, so she's also got, she says, her young girls. So what does it say? She sent her young women to call in the highest places of town. So she's got servants, you know, or young women. She sends them to the highest places of town. And as I was studying this, the highest places of town, I don't remember which study Bible it was, but it was saying that the highest places were considered the place where the temple was built to whatever god they were that community was worshiping at the time, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Or, you know, if it was Babylon, say they had a, you know, a statue of whoever it was up there. So the highest places of town, like, and if you think about it, modern day too, if you look, it, like, if you're driving down down the main highway of your city or whatever, and you look up, you see signs. You see McDonald's, you see Best Buy, the highest places of town, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, what becomes our God nowadays, you know what I mean? What's drawing us to it rather than God? You know what I'm saying? So wisdom is send her young women to the highest places in town. And she says, and they say this.
Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight.
Oh! I love the book of Proverbs. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. Turn in where? Come into my house. Come into the banquet. I done set my table. I got the wine mixed. I got the bread. I got everything ready for you. Come and feast. To him who lacks sense, she says, come and eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. Oh, man. So the bread and the wine that is talking about here is insight. Like, come and eat of this bread. Come and listen to what I got to tell you. And you listen to it and you feast upon it, like feasting on the body and blood of Christ. Oh, man. I was studying this, and there were several verses that would go to where Jesus is the banquet or whatever. I don't remember. I think it was Matthew 22. But anyways, it kind of reminds me in the body and blood of Christ, you know, the bread and the wine. Come and feast on this wisdom, the wisdom of Christ. Wisdom's calling you. She's like, man, come. I got the banquet ready. I got the table ready. I done mixed the wine. I got the bread. I got everything you need to come and feast. Just come and feast. Leave your simple ways. Come in here. Wisdom is calling. She's calling, man. She's pleading. She's crying. She, like in chapter 8, it said wisdom cries. Like pleading, like, man, you got to hear that. You got to come and eat this food, this good spiritual food. Leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. At this point, there's like a break in the section, and it goes to a separate section where it says this.
Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury.
Oh man, so there's three different sections. First you hear from wisdom, and then in the last section you hear from the lady Folly. Wisdom and Folly, two different ladies. In the center, I don't quite understand. It's just kind of like stuck in there, and I'm trying to figure out why it is. If you guys know why that middle section is in there, leave a comment in the YouTube channel or message me on my website or anywhere, Instagram or whatever. Just tell me, hey, this is what I think it means in chapter 9, why they put that middle section. But this, it says, whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he reproves a wicked man incurs injury. If you're trying to correct somebody that ain't trying to hear correction, you abuse yourself. Like, don't even do it. Just don't even try to correct them if they don't want to be corrected. And it's kind of hard nowadays, and you know, and if you work among your employees and you're a boss, you're a manager, and it's like, man, how do I correct this guy if he doesn't want to be corrected? You know what I'm saying? And then it could get to a point where it's like, you know what? We don't need you to work for us anymore because you're not teachable. You know what I'm saying?
Three. Do not reprove a scoffer or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man and he will love you.
Simple, man. Look at this. Look how simple this is. Do not reprove a scoffer and he will hate you. If you try to tell somebody what's right, if you try to correct somebody that ain't trying to hear it, they're not going to like you. They are not going to like you. If you're their boss or if you're even their fellow coworker, and be like, man, I'm going to try to get that fired. I'm going to try to get that guy fired because he's trying to correct me and tell me what to do. Don't, man. It's so simple. Do not reprove a scoffer and he will hate you. He's going to hate you. He's going to hate you if you try to reprove him. Reprove means like to discipline or tell him the right way to go. And on the other hand, it says if you reprove a wise man, he will love you. Love, hate. Hate, there it is again. Hate, love, hate. There's only two. There's two things. There's always two. Hate, love, hate. So if you reprove a wise man, he will love you. If you reprove a scoffer, he's going to hate you. Simple.
Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Mm. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning.
Man, how good is this? How good is this, man? And I think that wisdom is calling the simple man and saying, look, be wise, live in the ways of insight, and learn this. If you give instruction to it, like if you're learning, like I think wisdom's kind of like saying, give instruction to a wise man and he will be still wiser. If you're wise and you receive more wisdom, it's like you're growing. You're growing in wisdom, man. Like, who doesn't want this? Who doesn't want to grow in wisdom? Man, there's a lot of pride and ego that gets in the way. This takes a level of humility that's unmeasured compared to pride, being prideful. Like, you can be prideful. Yeah, that's easy. But self-control, to be able to say, you know what? I got to be wise. I got to be able to listen to instructions and reproof. And look at this. You're going to increase in learning. Oh, man. If you increase in learning, you get more skills. You get more favor. You get, you know, more money coming in. You know what I'm saying? And then at that point, the more learning you learn how to manage your money, the wealth is going to come. The wisdom, like it says in chapter 8, like wisdom is basically saying, look, man, riches or wealth are in my hand. Just learn from me. Learn from me and do what I'm telling you to do.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. I'm going to go on to say this. The fear of man is the opposite of the fear of the Lord. I think. If you think I'm wrong, correct me on it. Let me know what you think. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. Fear and knowledge. Like, fear of God is like you're reverencing God for who He is, the creator of the universe, the creator of humanity, who has the capacity to be wrathful and the capacity to destroy and eliminate humanity, as like he did in Genesis with Noah. He destroyed humanity. Like, he only left Noah's family. He drowned all the people, man. Can you imagine how the fear of God? That's what that is. Knowing that how powerful and strong God is, and how he can just be like, you know what? I'm done with earth. I'm done with humans. I could get rid of them. But he chooses not to do that. He chooses not to do that by showing us the example through Jesus Christ. And by sending Jesus Christ so that we can be saved and have a life with God. Oh, thank you, Lord. So awesome, man.
For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life.
There she goes again. There she goes again. For by me your days will be multiplied. Oh, man. And your years will be added to your life. Okay. I'm understanding now that, yeah, we can get wisdom. We can listen to this stuff. But if we don't act upon it, if we don't listen to what, if we don't act upon what wisdom is telling us what to do, our days won't be multiplied. Wisdom says not to be lazy. If you read from, if you continue reading from chapter 10 to chapter 24 and on, it tells you not to be lazy. It tells you to work. It tells you not to gossip. It tells you to discipline your kids. Read it, man. If you read the words of wisdom in Proverbs, your days will be multiplied, and the years of your life will be added. The years will be added to your life. For by me, your days will be multiplied.
If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it.
It's on you. It's on you. If you choose to be wise, you're gonna reap. You're gonna be wise. If you choose to scoff, you're gonna scoff. It's on you. It's all on you. Ain't nobody gonna carry that load for you. Ain't nobody's gonna make those decisions for you but you. And you're responsible, whether good or bad, whether right or wrong, whether wise or foolish, whether light or dark. There's two ways, guys. There's only two ways. And either way you choose, no matter which way you choose, it's on you. It's all your responsibility. I love Proverbs.
The woman folly is loud.
All right, so here's that third section that's talking about folly. And she's loud.
Loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her...
She don't know a darn thing, man. I added the darn in there, but she don't know nothing. Oh, God. How do I do this? The woman folly is loud. She's loud. You ever know of a loud woman? You walk into a convenience store or into a church or something, and you hear that woman that loud is an example who that she don't know nothing. She is seductive. Run the other direction, man. I would go to wisdom's table instead of this lady's table.
Of her house, she takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by who are going straight on their
way. Wait. Hold on a second. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat at the highest places in town, just like wisdom. Oh, man, here we go. Just like wisdom, folly is at the highest place of town, and she's calling you too. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. What are you going to do? You going to choose wisdom, or you going to choose folly? It's up to you. And look, she says the exact same thing as wisdom. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says. That exact same verse from 16 to 17. Verse 16 is the exact same thing, if you look at it closely, as verse 4. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says. Wisdom and folly are saying, are calling you at the same time. And they're both saying the same thing. Oh, man, we gotta have ears to hear. We gotta have ears to listen. If you don't have ears to hear, you're gonna listen to folly, man. Oh, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says.
Their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret.
Stolen water is sweet. and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. This lady does not have a clue, man. Wisdom's got the banquet ready. Like, she's got it ready. She's like, look, man, I done work for, I done got my meat ready. I got the wine ready. I got everything ready for you. All you got to do is come in and feast. And Folly, who does not know nothing, she's seductive in nature. She's loud. She says, stolen water is sweet. And bread eaten in secret is pleasant. She's basically saying, look, man, I ain't got no banquet ready for you. I don't have any table set for you. But we can go steal some bread and some water and eat it in secret. And it'll be better. And it's like, man, I already know what it tastes like if to steal it. Why do I want it? Why do we want the blind leading the blind? But remember, we're simple. We got our simple ways. And it's, if she don't know nothing, if Folly doesn't know nothing, she can't teach you nothing. She's telling you foolishness right here. She's like, man, we can go steal some water. And do you want to go steal the water, or do you want to go drink some wine that wisdom already set out for you? It don't even cost it. Come buy and eat without any money. Isaiah 55. Wisdom's like, look, man, you don't even have to have no cash. Come in and eat. It's here for you. All you got to do is have ears to hear and listen. You got to do what she says.
Secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol.
Why, God? Why do you got to end it like that? Why do you got to end it like that? Oh, Lord, God. I fear you, Lord. I mean, I can't imagine you just coming from the sky like just... Oh, man, that would be so scary, man. But look, Folly is so dumb, man. She's stupid. She's like, look, man, stolen water sweet and bread eaten in secret. We could steal the food. We could be dumb. And it says right here, but the guy that listens to Folly, he doesn't know that the dead are in her house. The dead are there. Oh, man. So you're telling me that, okay, if Folly is the opposite of wisdom, then wisdom is life? Life are in wisdom's house and death is in Folly's house. Man, I want life. Choose life. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me, my house will serve the Lord. There's two ways, guys. Folly says, look, he being simple goes into her house and steals and eats her stolen water and drinks her stolen bread. He doesn't know that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Sheol is kind of like the place for the dead. That's the way I've seen it described in some Bibles. Here I set before you a table. Life and death. Here I set before you life and death. What are you going to choose? You're going to choose wisdom who gives you life freely. All you got to do is listen and do. Or you're going to choose death where you steal. You do foolish things. The foolishness of the world. The foolishness of this world puts to shame. What is it? The foolishness of God puts to shame the wise of the world. That which is foolish to the world is wisdom to God. Be wise. Like Proverbs chapter 9. There's two ways. You got wisdom and you got folly. If you got ears to hear, you're going to listen to instruction. You're going to listen to insight, and you're going to do, and you're going to act upon it. Or you're going to listen to seductive, loud, and unknowing foolishness. Wisdom and foolishness. There's two ways, guys. Choose. One or the other. I mean, it's either one or the other. It's not both. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching. Leave a comment, question. If you think I'm wrong in some areas, if you can add to this, add to it. I mean, I appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Have a good one. Stay tuned for chapter 10, probably next week or something like that. Have a good one.